And look, those COVID restrictions are easing and we're hearing that dance floors are reopening and there's restrictions lifting off weddings. Another restriction that is much more archaic than COVID-19 restrictions is set to lift in our town, and that is the lockout laws that have been in place across the nightlife in Newcastle since 2008.
We were the test site for the country.
Exactly, exactly. And there is no arguing we did have ridiculous rates of violence, so these lockout laws were introduced to curb that. But since then, there's been a dramatic drop in patronage as well, and our nightlife, and that vibe of the city has really, really diminished. And even though we were the test case, they were put into Sydney. Sydney's were lifted.
Yeah.
And Newcastle was left sort of in the corner on their own.
Yeah.
With these really strangling restrictions. So this news, for me personally, I'm bloody stoked about it. And to comment on it, good friend of the show, state member for Newcastle, it's Tim Crackenthorpe. Good morning, mate. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, pleasure. Nick, Jess and Ducker, great to be here.
Tim, you're also happy with the news. I know you were standing up there yesterday when the press release was sort of happening. What's your take?
Yeah, look, I'm very happy. I've been pushing the government on this for some time. I mean, Newcastle's the second largest city in the state, and, you know, we just want an even playing field. We want to be the same as Sydney. And, look, you know, they even took them off King's Cross, but they left them on Newcastle. Mm. So it's
why did
great.
They do
We've
that,
got to
Tim?
Try.
Why did they take so long for Newcastle? Why did they leave the second biggest city in the state by itself?
Well, as Jess said, it was pretty rough. It was a bit of a fight club out there 13 years ago, and many of your listeners mightn't even know what it was like then. So people were really getting hurt, so they introduced them. First, it's like first on, last off. But certainly, they were successful, and they've done their job, and they're replicated in other places. But Newcastle is last, but, we've got a 12-month trial, and that is just great. It's come off Sydney and King's Cross post-COVID, and now it's time for us. And hopefully everyone will be sensible, go out and have a good time, but just don't be an idiot.
Be sensible, guys. Don't drop the ball on this one.
I know.
But Tim, so I guess that leads to the question, why now then? We stayed longer than anybody. We stayed past Sydney. We stayed past everything. Why now are we going, all right, let's give it a crack?
Well, the city's changed an enormous amount. I mean, 13 years ago, it was a very different city. We've had $1 billion in private public investment from the government, about $2 billion in private. You know, it's a beautiful, clean city now. It's a nice environment to go out. And, post-COVID now is the perfect time to try and get the nighttime economy going. I'm in the chair of Live Music Task Force. We're trying to get the live music going again and back up and running. And we've got this nighttime economy committee that we really want to get the nighttime economy going. And we want it to be a great, safe place that people can go. And, we've got a new 5-star hotel. People want to go out and have cocktails and have a good time. And so they should be able to.
What about shots? Are shots back?
They are, actually, yes.
Yeah!
Cocktails need spirits and shooters.
Cocky tees.
But you're right, Tim, particularly with that live music connection as well. I know so many of my mates who are like, there's no point going out because we're just going to have to do X, Y, Z. And it almost puts this whole umbrella of, it's all too hard.
Yeah.
We're going to get kicked out or cut off by a certain amount of time. And you want to settle in and have a nice time. So that's really cool moving forward. As we're bringing the vibe back with COVID-19 restrictions, we're also getting, from 2008, some really, really restrictive things back into the city as well.
Yeah, I mean, look, they were never meant to be there for that long. It's funny, the assistant commissioner of the police yesterday said he was in charge of the area when they were introduced, and he never thought they'd still be here at this time.
Wow.
So it is great, but, it's good to get out and, listen to music and, have a good time with your mates. It's very exciting. I was up at Midnight Oil recently, and I couldn't believe, being out with all those people. It was fantastic. Mm. Great vibe.
I feel like
that back in the city.
I feel like Newcastle is my toddlers when I give them a ball inside, though. And it's just like, guys, I'm trusting you with the ball. If you break anything, it's gone.
The ball comes
all right.
Away.
Is this likely to be lifted again?
Broken on night one. Is that what you're saying?
like, is this likely to be reversed if we can't be trusted with nice things?
Look, pretty much. Everyone's just got to, play safe, be safe. Look, it's a great opportunity. It's a 12-month trial. Any of the venues that do the wrong thing, they'll be straight out of the trial. So, Good venues need to be rewarded, and we've got great venues in Newcastle, and they need to have the same opportunities as Sydney. We don't want everyone going to Sydney to have a good time. We want them to stay here and have a great time in our beautiful city.
Damn straight.
Absolutely. We love it. State Member for Newcastle, Tim Crackenthorpe. It's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for your time. And thanks for advocating so hard for this behind the scenes, but also in front of the cameras as well. We appreciate the work that you do.
Pleasure. Great.